it's an amazing feeling, both to be returned as the member for Bendigo East, but also to be in this incredibly privileged situation to once again have the opportunity to form a Labor government here in Victoria. And we are certainly ready to get back to work straight away, working very hard for regional Victoria on a number of issues that are important for regional communities, whether people are concerned about the cuts to schools and hospitals, to TAFEs and the issues with ambulances. We are ready to get back in there and get to work straight away to address these problems.
From that regional point of view, what is it that people in the regions can expect from a Labor government for the next 4 years?
An Andrews Labor government will very much have a focus on supporting the regions and regional communities and what's important to them. And we know what's important to regional communities. They want to see jobs protected in their local communities and created. They want to see more training opportunities so young people don't have to leave or give up altogether on undertaking further education and training. That's why we're supporting TAFE. That's why we're putting programs into schools. That's why we've got a $200 million regional jobs program to make sure that we're supporting regional communities to have jobs in their local area, that young people in the local communities can go on and get the training they need to get the job they want.
You hold the agriculture portfolio. So what's your message to those in farming communities who might feel a bit apprehensive about a changing government?
Well, I think regional Victoria has seen in the not too distant past how a Labor government has worked very hard to support them and to support what's important to them. And a Labor government, an Andrews Labor government, will have a very keen focus on jobs and also on infrastructure. We understand that infrastructure is important for two reasons. One, it creates jobs in the building of the infrastructure, but it also puts in place important facilities, important investments that are there for the long term. That's why when you look at the priorities that we placed in regional areas, we had a focus on jobs, a $200 million jobs program. We've got a $250 million dedicated regional infrastructure fund. We're bringing back that dedicated infrastructure fund because we know it's just so important to invest in infrastructure in regional communities.
Would you like to hold on to the agriculture portfolio?
Look, it's an incredibly exciting honour to be a member of government, and if I'm fortunate enough to be chosen by my colleagues to be on the front bench, the portfolios are allocated by the leader, and I will be happy to serve in whatever capacity Daniel Andrews asks me to. It's obviously very, very early days. I would love to keep a connection to regional communities, but the ultimate decisions rest with our leader, Daniel Andrews.
Like you say, it is quite soon after the election, but when would you expect people would know what roles they'll be filling in the new government?
We'll be looking to get straight back to work. And when Monday morning comes around, we'll be looking at putting in place the new government, having those important meetings, putting in the processes to make sure that we can take on the reins of government as quickly as possible, because we know that you shouldn't waste one single day in government. It's an honour and a privilege. But most importantly, regional communities expect from their governments to work hard from them, and that's what they will come to see an Andrews Labor government do.
How important is it, do you think, that the agriculture minister lives outside of metropolitan Melbourne?
The agriculture portfolio is clearly an incredibly important one for regional and rural communities, and they've seen over the last 4 years how the Napthine Liberal National Government have really taken the axe to the Department of Environment and Primary Industries. It was the department that faced the brunt of the cuts and the cutbacks. They had more job losses. They had bigger budget cuts than just about any other department. And that was a great shame, because that took jobs out of regional and rural communities, and it took services away from farmers and primary producers. So it's a critically important portfolio. But also too, it has a central economic role to play as well. When you consider food and fibre production in Victoria equals contributes about $11 billion to our Victorian economy. When you consider much of that activity happens in our regional areas, it's a very important economic portfolio. And we've recognised this, and Andrew's Labor government has recognised food and fibre production as one of our six priority industry areas that we will want to work very hard on in growing, in supporting with dedicated funding, because we see that as a great area of job and economic opportunity for the state.
Moving away from agriculture, you were elected at 25, and at this election we've seen Stephanie Ryan and Euroa at 28 and Emma Keely at 37 both get elected from the Nationals. In your time in Parliament, how much has the old boys club changed, do you think?
Look, I think the Parliament is a much better place if it reflects the community it serves. And that's why having more women in Parliament, people from different ethnic backgrounds, is just such an important thing in our Victorian Parliament. And it has been very pleasing to see that more women in Parliament starts to break down the stereotypes of politics. And I hope too it sends a message to other women, to other younger women, to young girls still in school, that they might see that politics is a pathway for them when they've seen other women go down that path, have a career in politics, be supported by their political party to enter into Parliament. Hopefully they'll see that that's an opportunity for them as well. Look, politics, look, it is a tough job, it's a hard job, but it's also a rewarding one. And being able to serve and represent the community you were born in and grew up in is an incredible honour and privilege. And I hope that more young women will choose that and see that as an option into the future.